did that. But I am, I guess that's how I'm feeling inside. There's quite a bit of confusion because this week in review is, I mean, there's just so many random thoughts, but it's pertaining to one topic. One topic that is coming to mind is the debacle of the US of A that I grew up to, right? There was a time in the 80s, I would say 80s, 90s, I lived a certain way in America, and even up to the 2000s, I think. And then I would say from 2005 through, I would say 2016, before COVID, started seeing, then this, that's when the end of that era ended, 15, 16 year run. And then it started with the Me Too movement. You had Black Lives Matter. You had, what else did you have? I mean, obviously COVID, pro and anti, Trump, you know, really being a character that became so divisive in our American history, to now this whole woke culture and gender identification. It's become it's just become a really wacky world. I just saw a headline here on a movie, Mario Brothers movie. Okay. You had, that's based on an Italian plumber and his brother saving a princess. I had a Spanish actor that played Mario many years ago come out and say that movie needed more Hispanic representation. First of all, you know, the only representation is Italian, and it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you're talking about representing fictional characters. There was a turtle. It's fucking green, by the way. You have a toad that's white and red. You have a princess that's white and blonde. You have a plumber that obviously they don't look like anybody that's real. None of those characters look like anybody's real. So why are we worrying about what representation of the spectrum they're in? It's like saying, well, Bowser's black. No, I don't fucking know. Are you fucking that stupid? You know, that we're having, and I texted to my buddy, I said, is this a joke? Like, is this like, I feel like they were eating THC gummies. Like when this actor's seeing this, like, are you high? Are you on mushrooms? What are we doing here? Like, why would you insert Hispanic representation into a video game that has nothing to do with that culture? You're politicizing the genre field that I love, video games, because that's why I love video games. Because there is no discrimination or anything like that. Same thing in the comic book world. Like, we love everybody, man. You think geeks are going to be fucking racist? No, geeks are like fat schnobs that no one likes. I'm not saying there aren't racist or bigoted ones, but man, the gaming community is one where you don't have to worry about any of that shit. I can show up old, young, everyone will be cool with me. It don't matter what age, what race, if you're a girl or female. People in that community, even though they talk this shit in competition, they'll definitely, we got love for each other, man. I hate to say it like that. You're part of that community. And I think it's sad when you have actors in Hollywood politicizing something that is political or religion neutral. You know, one of the few safe spaces we have. And that's disappointing to me when I see that. You know, when I see that the Little Mermaid you know, it's all these characters, the demonization of white America, which I'm not saying they have a clean track record by any means, but I mean, these are people now that didn't grow up in any of that stuff, that we're saying all of them are like that. I'm like, no, maybe their grandparents were, sure. Maybe their parents were a little bit, you know, but that's not them. You have to. All I know is that when it comes to racism, me and my friend Anthony, rest in peace, I think that he told me something that resonated and will always resonate with me. It's that, yeah, I mean, there's generations that are racist, but you know what? Like he was telling me, you know what? My parents, My grandparents were very racist. My parents were not as racist. You know, I am obviously not a racist. And then my daughter's dating a black guy, you know? So it's like what he was telling me was there's progressions that are being made within families. That's where we were, in my opinion, able to elect a black president. So that in itself tells me all I need to know about American society is that, for the most part, generally speaking, racism is not a construct that there may be more discrimination in, I would say, culture. Then maybe we need to coin a better term, right? Like when a white person is discriminating against a black person because of whatever cultural behavior or not understanding that, right? But if I show up like Barack Obama and speak like Barack Obama, a lot of white people are going to welcome me, are going to let me be a part of their family, so on and so forth, right? They may have some ignorant questions to ask, but at the end, who doesn't? When they don't know about a crate. If I was to go to Hawaii and talk to Polynesians, I don't know jack shit about Polynesians. All I know, they fucking roast pigs and have pineapples all over the place. And they fucking put flowers everywhere. And they fucking do these dances and shit. That's all I know. And they look like me. Because everyone thinks I look like the fucking Rock. And I'm not. And so that's the part where I understand that. You know, I understand that, and that doesn't bother me, but for other people it does. It's mind blowing to me, you know. And then this is the one that really topped it off to me. And you know, obviously we having what the China pulling a Hyman Roth on the world. You know, like he was like Hyman Roth is the character in Godfather 2. He's the main antagonist. But he's a pretty clever guy, old man, and he had a great setup for Michael Corleone to try to bring him down. And it was beyond clever because he tackled it from like several different angles. Like where if he escaped this trap, there was another trap. If there's this other trap, like he had four or five traps laid out consecutively for Michael Corleone to be done in The Godfather. And fucking Michael Corleone, he was surprised. He was like, damn, that's a lot of traps here. But he got through every fucking one of them. It wasn't pretty, but he got through every fucking trap. And I think that's what China did. China's doing fucking set the traps up now. It's like, boom, they went ahead and merged with the other countries full of resources. Saudi Arabia, Iraq and Saudi Arabia, I want to say have a peace treaty. Russia, you have Brazil. I think there was another one. But think about it. I mean, like there is just a merging against the dollar and against the they're just basically aligning with the anti-establishment countries that don't need to fall in line because they have their own resources that benefit them. And I get it. So I feel, look, I understand that it's wacky going on, right? So you have that scenario going on. Trump fucking going to jail, and you know they didn't take that mugshot. You know why they didn't take it? Because that fucking guy, you know, like that fucking guy, like that mugshot would have been one of those t-shirts like that 3 or 4 generations from now, it still would have been on and popping. Because there are people that want to have the balls like Trump. There are people in this world that respect and admire a man that, even though he may be, you know, whatever you want to label him, closeted, bigoted, I think he's bigoted. Some people think he's racist. I think he's bigoted. I think he's a little bit misogynistic. I think he's a little old school with that. You know, like he loves a lady, but she's got to fall in line to whatever he says, kind of deal. You know, like I'm the fucking boss here. And, you know, yeah, you go out there, I kind of show you around how hot you are, but you just shut the fuck up and do as I say, you know. I think that's the kind of man he is. And but I think overall, everything that he has said that was going to happen has happened. So, and you know how I'm talking this way? Because I go into a black social media pages and I'm seeing those comments. See, like I'm one of those that I'm in with white culture and I'm in with black culture. I'm in with Spanish culture. I know what's going on in all three here in America. But, you know, and I'm seeing in the black culture, like, hey, like that Trump, man, like, shit, you know, why can't he, write off my student loans and we'll call it even, come on back kind of deal. You know, that's the shit you see. And again, it's quite a bit. So I'm on those things. So it's weird. It's weird to see it. It's weird to be in these times. And then, you know, the last one I wanted to talk about as far as weirdness, I mean, I talked about the movie world. I talked about fucking Trump. I talked about what else? Mermaid. I just talked about China merging, right? And all doing all that Game of Thrones shit. And then the one that was the stickler to me was the Bud Light. All of a sudden, they were doing it to honor an activist, a transgender activist. And I, as far as putting a rainbow label on their cans. And I just felt that was the beginning of a very, 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 very slippery slope, in my opinion. That is now the door is open. It's no different than Trump. Now you're leaving the door open for any past presidents or current presidents to be prosecuted and to be sent for financial shit. It reminds me of the NCAA, you know, situation where like coaches couldn't even pay for your meal because all of a sudden it was a crime and you were suspended or whatever. And I feel with going back, and I'm sorry I got derailed there, but I feel the Bud Light is going to start the events of certain food chains either being pressured or taking a stand with a sexual ideology. And I don't think that, you know, for guys like myself that are very liberal, love who you love and be all about that, I think it's a very simple concept. You're a man or a woman, right? If you're transgendered, we'll honor you as transgender, that's fine. But at the end, biologically, you gotta let us know whether you're a male to female transfer or female to male, okay? Because that's the reality of our species, okay? And let's not get away from that reality. And it's not, again, not disrespecting anybody, because I love transgender people. I love the people in the LGBTQ community. Like I do. I mean, I think there's they're great people. I mean, they're just like me. They're just like me. I could be fucking gay. You see, there's a guy that's my whole point. It's like this whole thing, it's not about denying who you are. It's about let's not get into crazy town. And crazy town is when men are going into events and identifying as women and competing in an event where they know they're a biological male and they have the strength of a male and they're able to go. That's like LeBron James, like, and Chappelle said this in a skit. That's like the LeBron James saying right now, I identify as a female. I identify as a female, and I bet you some athlete's gonna do it. Some average athlete is going to do it as a mockery. You see what I'm saying? You see where this is going to go? Like, that's the slippery slope that we're having. That now we're trying to create this extra confusion, and it's happening. It's not stopping, obviously. When I hear the president just talking about it, I'm like, well, I told my buddy, I guess this is when I'm old school. This is when I'm old school, because it's not about denying anybody identifying as whatever. Okay, but when... if we're focusing on the children, then let's understand that they're not able to comprehend what's going on, either male or female. And then obviously there's people that have different preferences because of their attraction, because of what their heart wants to love. And it sometimes conflicts with their biology, and that's okay. That's normal in our species. That's something that happens. So we have to honor that. It's part of our species, okay? And that's what I feel. We can honor that by acknowledging and loving gay people and being good to them and tell them, hey, you want to get married just like people that are straight? If you're a guy and a guy and you want to marry, absolutely, man. I want you to have the great time. I want you to live life freely without being judged because of who you want to love. But let's not fuck it up with the kids. Let's not fuck it up with just the alignment of society. All right? And most of society acts on a basis of female traits or male traits. And that's also heavily decided on their biological makeup. So let's honor that. Let's honor science, or if you honor God, let's honor that reality. But again, it's not diminishing who you want to be, how you want to identify. I'm all for that. If I say, you know, he or she, and you say, no, I'm whatever, I'll say it. Perfect. Because I want to respect you. But let's not get into crazy town with it. And I think, unfortunately, we're definitely, it's kind of like when you go to Disney World. And as you're entering Disney World, you see monuments and hotels and you see all these signs. That's kind of what I'm seeing. Like, we're not there. We're not there at the park yet, but we're landing. We smell that fucking turkey leg. You know, that's what it is. And it's a shame, because it's not, I'm not bashing. I'm not trying to. I think I speak for a lot of people that have a lot of confusion, because it's, and so I hope that this isn't taken in any way, in a very diminishing way, or, you know, very bigoted way. And if it is, you know, I want to apologize. But I think it's just, for me, for being an old school person, it's keeping it basic in that realm for the kids, keeping it for our society, because most of our society functions that way. But we should be aware of the minority pockets that we have. We should be aware and respectful of it all, respectful of people, and love them how they want to be loved, right? So, sorry, this is a long ass rant, but it's a weekend review. I'm out. Why you hit me always, 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 always out of the blue.